Welcome to another audience interview brought to you by Stockyards Bank and Kentucky Performing Arts. I'm your host and publisher of Audience Magazine, Doug Driesbeck, and today we're excited to be with singer, songwriter, pianist, famed producer, John Legend, to talk about his accomplished career, inspirations, and his upcoming concert here in Louisville at the Kentucky Center on April 12th. His current tour is receiving great reviews. We can't wait to hear more about it from John himself. So without further ado, John, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, certainly great to catch up with you today, given your busy schedule. So thank you so much for your time. You've had a really amazing career. It's been exciting watching it over the years. And being from just up the road from Louisville and Springfield, Ohio, singing gospel hymns when you were young at local churches and gatherings, to today selling out venues on the worldwide stage. Can you walk us through a little bit of some of your first kind of memories and interests in music and when you knew it was going to be kind of your career path or life path as you developed?
Well, I grew up, like you said, in Springfield, Ohio, and I grew up singing and playing in the church. My family basically was in charge of our church that I grew up in. My grandfather was a pastor, and when he retired, my uncle took over, and my mother was the choir director. My grandmother was a church organist. So I just grew up around the church, but also around the music of the church. And so that was really my training ground as a young musician, and singing in the choir, playing at church, playing at school. That's where I learned to be a musician, and I wouldn't be here without that training.
What drew you to, expand your talents on the piano versus other instruments, or do you play other instruments as well?
Well, you know, there was a piano in my home growing up before I started playing. My brother was taking piano lessons, and he didn't want to continue. He wanted to play the drums. And I said, Mom, I want to take piano lessons. I want to learn how to play that big thing that was sitting in the living room. And so I started taking piano lessons and never stopped. And like I said, my grandmother was our church organist. And so she was one of my teachers and inspirations as a young kid playing. And so I think because it was around so much and it was just begging to be played as it was sitting there in our living room, it made me want to learn how to play.
Fantastic. So today, obviously a great career path and everything. Looking back, can you kind of feel like when your big break was, or a moment that you knew things were going to work out in this profession?
Well, you know, there were a lot of things that were happening along the way. I tell a lot of these stories during my solo show, which I'm bringing to Louisville. But, you know, the first big break happened when I got the chance to play piano on the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I was still a student at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. And that was like a big moment for me early in my career. First time I was on a major label album. And then a few years later, I moved to New York and started to meet a lot of different people in the industry, one of whom was Kanye West. He was the cousin of my college roommate, Devon. And Kanye and I were both new artists at the time. Kanye was just starting to be known as a producer. But him working with me helped take my career to the next level. He helped me get signed. So that was another milestone, getting signed to Columbia in 2004. And then Get Lifted came out in late 2004. And a lot of big things started to happen after that. Ordinary People blew up and made made a name for me, really, and started to establish my reputation as an artist. And that was when things really broke through in a big way and kind of set the table for the rest of my career.
Well, it's really neat how you have your solo stuff going on as well as your collaborations with, say, Broadway and Louisville. The Beauty and the Beast was just here in Louisville last week. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, that was awesome and everything. Do you write your own music and lyrics, or do you collaborate with a team, or how does some of that get created?
I often collaborate with others. There's sometimes other songwriters. Sometimes it's just a producer that kind of helps with the arrangement and the beat. And then I write what we call the top line, which is the lyric and the melody. And then sometimes I write the top line with other writers. So it's often collaborative. And then sometimes I just write it all myself. But I'm always involved, and I have a lot to say as a songwriter. And I think of myself as a songwriter just as much as I'm an artist, just as much as I'm a singer or a pianist. So I'm very involved in the songwriting for sure.
Where do you find your inspiration for whether it's lyrics or a composition? Do you find it from other artists that you hear or see, or kind of what's your go-to when you're in that in
It's hard to say what it comes from. Just life, living, reading, talking, experiencing things in your own life and relationships, but also paying attention to other people and their stories and trying to be empathetic and listen. And it helps you see other people's perspectives. And it helps me write better when I'm a good listener.
So we're excited about the upcoming concert here in Louisville, April 12th. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, folks, get them. They're going fast. But the concert will be in the famed Whitney Hall at the Kentucky Center. It's a great venue, great acoustics, and it's a wonderful place to be. So, John, the current tour, it's getting great reviews. So we're looking forward to it coming here. What makes this tour unique and special, and what can fans expect at the show when they attend?
Well, the show's special because it's a solo show, so it's just me and the audience, and it feels really intimate. All the venues we're playing are on the smaller side, so it gives everybody a chance to have a great seat and be really close to me and feel really connected to me. And I tell a lot of stories that a lot of people, even if you've been following my career, a lot of these stories people don't know. And so you hear the songs in this stripped down way, and you get a lot of the behind the scenes stories of how I got where I am in my career, some of the ups and downs that I've experienced throughout my life. I find that people love this show. Some people say it's my best show, just because it's so different from any other show, so intimate, so vulnerable and revealing, getting to know me in this way. And I love doing it, and a lot of my fans think it's their favorite show that I do.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thanks again for your time today. Is there anything you'd like to add for our listeners?
No, I'm excited to come back to Louisville. Like you said, I grew up very close to there in Ohio, and it always feels like home when I'm in Kentucky.
Well, fantastic. And thanks to everyone for listening to another audience interview brought to you by Stockyards Bank and Kentucky Performing Arts. Be sure to get your tickets to see the one and only John Legend at the Kentucky Center on April 12th. Visit KentuckyPerformingArts.org for tickets and more information about the show. And for more audience interviews and information about live entertainment and the arts in Louisville, visit audience502.com. Have a great day.